How can you feel that the inner world is more real than the outer world? The body is the outer world. Inside the body is the inner world. Now, inside the body, what do you have? It's the heart. When the heart fails, we pass behind the curtain of eternity. The body, our outer sheet, is the outer world, and inside, right inside the body, is the heart. When heart stops functioning, we leave this world. And inside the heart is again the soul. And inside the soul is God. God is everywhere, true. But he who is embodied, or who embodies God consciously, constantly, and unconditionally, is undoubtedly revealing and manifesting God more than anybody else. Here, the soul is neutral, neither masculine nor feminine, but let us take soul as reality as such. So inside the soul, God reality is more, infinitely more manifest, more visible, more tangible. Now, as a human being, we definitely give more importance to our heart. Even if someone does not aspire, does not pray to God or meditate on God, but if anything happens to his heart, he'll feel sad, miserable, because the heart is dearer to him than anything else. Only the word heart, although he may live in the mind, but the moment somebody speaks of the heart, or he has to speak about the heart, he feels that there his reality is more important than his reality in anything else. Heart reality is much more important than the mind reality or the vital reality or the physical reality. Now, anything that is more real to us is more important, more meaningful. And again, anything that is more important to us becomes more real to us. God is right now most important to us because he is most real. He is the only real reality in the entire universe, his universe, we can say. So anything that is most important has to be most real, like God. God is most real, and at the same time, God is most important. So when we pray and meditate, we feel that there is another world. When you don't pray and meditate, we see one world, the physical world around us. This is absolutely real. But when we pray and meditate, we see that there is another world, and this world is just only an expression of that world. But again, that world we create as we have created this world. This world, if like a house we build with our hands, with our outer capacities. Similarly, inner world we build with our willpower, not mere, say, thought power, but willpower. So when we create something in the inner world with our willpower, we feel that we are safe if it is something pure, divine, and immortal. Now, as I said before, reality depends on the necessity. If we are hungry, immediately food becomes the only reality before us, around us, within us, without us. Anything that demands our attention or concentration has to be real, whether it is material food or inner peace or inner light, inner delight. It entirely depends on the necessity. If we need something, then that very thing has to become real. And again, if it has no reality within it, then there will be no inner cry on our part. If God is not real, then we shall not cry for God. Because the reality itself has abundant power to create the hunger in others. It is like a human being who teaches the younger ones to run towards the goal. While running towards the goal, the expert runner teaches the other one to reach the goal. He knows that he can be at the goal, at the same time he can be at the starting point. Now he can be at the starting point, he can be in the middle of the course, he can be at the end, the expert runner. So here, God, the reality, is the starting point, and God, the reality, is the ending point. But it is end, but we don't say end because God himself is constantly progressing, so he is in his ever transcending beyond. So today, God as the starter or as the starting point is our supreme necessity. Therefore, the starting point is totally real to us. Tomorrow, the goal will be our aim. So at that time, the goal has to be real to us. Anything that you need has to become automatically real. Now, the inner world is real because we know everything that is within will one day come forth, will blossom forth, like the seed. Seed is underneath, under the ground, that is within the Mother Earth. Then again, it comes forward. It comes upward. It germinates. It becomes a sapling. It becomes a plant. It becomes a tree. It becomes a huge banyan tree. So it has to be everything in the beginning, inside. From within, we come out. The soul is inside the heart. And inside the body is the heart. The deeper you go, the sooner we see that the real reality is within us, not without us. But again, to complete the game, we shall not remain only inside the inner reality, but we have to come out to the outer reality. Otherwise, there will be a tenant without a house. Both are equally important. But if there is a tenant, then only a day we will feel that there is necessity of a house. And again, if there is a house, then we will definitely need a tenant. Here the soul is the tenant, and the body is the house. So to come back to your question again, I used to say, if we give importance to a thing, then automatically that thing becomes real to us. The moment we take away the importance from a thing, that thing has no value. So if we really value the inner life, then the inner life becomes real to us. It has to become real. Now, how can we value the inner life? We can value the inner life slowly, steadily, sincerely, devotedly. We can value the inner life. And if you do in that way, then inner life is bound to grant us infinite peace, infinite light, and bliss. The inner life is the normal life. We are now acting like abnormal human beings. God is always normal. We were once upon a time normal. Occult power, spiritual power, and all the powers that we say, these are all normal powers. They are not unnatural. Now, unnatural power we have developed by mixing with ignorance and falsehood. So when we value the normal thing in us, when we want to become normal once again, then we automatically value the inner life. For the inner life is absolutely normal. The outer life has become, unfortunately, abnormal. And it has become so because we try or want always to get the immediate result from the outer life as such. We do not want to dive deep within. We are satisfied always with an iota and not with the ocean.